lost in sin. No peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary. He'll come through for you, no matter what you're going through. He's always right on time, every time. So in your trying hour, trust in his keeping power. He'll come through for you. That's what he'll do.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis, bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30. Once again, my name is Pastor N.R. Davis. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester, New Hampshire. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry, you can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. That is theabidinglightchurch.com. You can go and look us up also on the Facebook. We're over here on the west side of Manchester, preaching to you the Word of God. Tune in with us as we go into the sanctuary of the Abiding Light Church. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 4. If you have it, say amen. God is speaking to Jeremiah the prophet. Verse 4, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee, Jeremiah, in the belly, I knew you, I knew thee. Before thou came forth out of the womb, I had already set you apart. I already had preordained that that child in the womb of that woman will be set apart for my purpose. I sanctified. Somebody say separation.
Separation.
You can never be really used by God until you first consecrate and separate and be dedicated to Him. He's the one that governs. You're not ruled by men, women, people. You're governed, you're led by the Spirit of God. You are ushered into God's purpose plan for your life. Sanctified thee, I ordained thee, verse 5, a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord, behold, I can't even speak, for I'm too young. Be careful trying to say, oh, well, they're just too young. They got a lot to learn. I believe that. I believe. But don't ever limit God. God can speak through a donkey if he chooses to do it. Behold, the Lord said unto me, say not that I am a child. God said, quit talking that way. That you're too young and God can't use you. Put his hand on you. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, you're going to speak, Jeremiah, what I tell you to speak. That's when you know you got a real prophet. A man that speaks not about God, but a man that speaks for God, on the behalf of God. If any man speak... That's why I'm not so quick to just listen to any preacher. A lot of them are speaking, but they're speaking their own. Come on now. Many false prophets have gone into the world and are deceiving many, and they're behind pulpits wearing nice suits with a doctor's degree on the wall. And some of them don't have doctor's degree. They're just self-promoted preachers. Everybody wants to have a ministry today, but are they really called of God? Are they really sanctified? Are they really purposed through the will of God to be God's spokesman? The Bible says that Jeremiah was called to this office of a prophet. He didn't promote himself. God had his hand upon him from the very womb of his mother. This is not just a good idea, or your pastor gives you a little anointing oil on your head and says, I'm ordaining you. Listen, you can have a title of a prophet, of a teacher, of an evangelist, of an apostle, of a bishop, any of the fivefold ministry, but if you don't carry the anointing that goes with that office, if there's not a mantle that can rest upon you, you are wasting your time. If God is not for you, you're in trouble. He says, I'm going to take this Jeremiah from a child. I'm going to sanctify him. I'm going to ordain him and send him to the nations. Be not afraid, he says, and you're going to speak whatever I tell you to speak. And be not afraid of the faces of the people when you're talking to them. I want to tell some preachers, don't be afraid to speak the truth. Don't be afraid, because God knew that they're going to get mad and make some faces at you. You'd be amazed what kind of faces people make when you're preaching. You'd be amazed how many people text when you're preaching. But I can tell you this, we better hear what God is saying. You might not like your mailman the way he looks. You might not like how he throws your mail in the box and shuts it hard. And I might not like the delivery, but he's still giving me the mail. I need what he's putting in that box. You might not sometimes like the delivery of the messenger. You might not like the sound of his voice or the way he preaches. But if he is bringing a word from God, you better have ears to hear and not put a deaf ear to what the Spirit is wanting to speak to God's people. He says, don't be afraid of their faces, verse 8. For I am with thee. Oh, that's enough right there. If you're called to preach, don't be afraid. What they say about you, how they lie on you, how they try to intimidate you. See, Jezebel, the Jezebel spirit can move through men or women. And when you understand the tactics of the Jezebel spirit, notice when she intimidated the prophet Elijah, it was a spirit of fear through manipulation. I'm going to do this and kill you. As you've done to my false prophets, I am now going to do this to you within the next day. And he started running for his life. How many can be honest and say, the devil's told me a lot of things that he's going to do to me? He's come to my mind. He's come to my spirit. He's come to intimidate. And I'm going to tell you, the devil, amen, through this spirit, is a master manipulator. Be not afraid of their faces. How many of us know it don't feel good when people look at you certain ways? Some people don't say one word. They just look at you. You can't be intimidated. Jeremiah, God said, I'm going to send you to some nations with principalities and powers. Let me read this. Then the Lord put forth his hand. He says, I'm with you to deliver you and to be with you. Then I put forth his hand and touched my mouth. Amen. And the Lord, verse 9, said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day, verse 10, set thee over. I have given you an authority, Jeremiah. I have given you an authority, not just in the natural. I've given you a spiritual authority. You know when a man of God is speaking to you. You will feel it in the depths of your soul. Amen. When Jesus chose to speak to the church, seven churches of the book of Revelation, amen, in chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation, the seven churches of modern day Turkey, he said, you go deliver this to the angel of the church. That word angel speaks of the messenger or the pastor of that church. Talking about Christ first deals with a pastor. You study those churches, amen, before the Lord ever dealt with any of the people in the congregation, he dealt with that preacher first. He dealt with that pastor first and began to reveal to him what was going on in the midst of his people. And this is the problem we have. A lot of people want a preacher, but they don't want a pastor. They don't want to submit themselves to the accountability of the house. I'm just telling you, and that's the problem we have with many churches today. We got such a church hopping generation. They're going here, there, and everywhere. You just want a preacher. You just want a hireling. You want somebody to tickle your ears, but you don't want to sit down, get rooted and grounded, and sit under the preaching of the true gospel. Why? Because something in us doesn't want to submit to God-given authority. God said, Jeremiah, I'm going to send you to some people that are going to give you a look. Nobody's telling me what to do. You are biblically starting to function in the spirit of rebellion, which is as the sin of witchcraft. Those preachers always condemn. We need teaching. Don't condemn us. Listen, I'm going to tell you what, brothers and sisters. If we think that the preacher isn't called to bring correction, we don't know our Bibles. The preacher isn't here to make the congregation feel good. He's here to prepare them for the coming of the Lord. He's here to prepare you. Listen, amen. God ain't just going to take anything into the kingdom of heaven. He said, I'm coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. I said, any such blemish. They're not going to have any stains on that dress. That dress is going to be pure. It is going to be holy. It's not going to have any wrinkles. That's the description of the spiritual condition of the true bride of Jesus Christ. She's not going to have any spot or wrinkle. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when I think of the Holy Ghost and getting us prepared as the bride of Christ. How many of us know the Bible says, and she, the bride, the true bride of Jesus Christ, hath made herself ready. Amen. She didn't do it all by herself. She sat under the preaching of the word. She sat under the transforming power of the word. She was washed by the water of the word. She sat under the fire of the word. She sat, oh, come on now, somebody. All to do what? To prepare us for the kingdom of God. If you believe that's the word, say, I believe, Pastor. We have some things in our lives we need to get cleaned up and ironed out. And I know people don't want to hear that. And soon as they don't like what their preacher or pastor's preaching, they go to another pastor, go to another church. He just preaching a little too, I don't know, but I'm preaching the Bible. I'm going to tell you when holiness and sanctification and separation is going to mean something. When you stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account how you lived your life, it's going to matter how you lived then. This loose living generation that thinks they don't have to submit to God-given authority of the word. Amen. They have deceived themselves. The Bible declares here that he says, I have set over thee this day over the nations. Jeremiah, I've given you a spiritual authority. Let's read verse 10. I have set this day over thee the nations and over kingdoms to root out. To root out. You're going to dig some stuff up in the lives and in the hearts of people. When you know that some things are coming to the surface when a preacher's preaching, you know you're sitting under true doctrinal preaching. The Spirit of Truth, as I speak on behalf of God, He comes into that heart of yours and into that mind, and He begins to transform. He begins to change the way you think. He begins to say this and that and that, and it begins to separate through the Word. The Word of God is quick. It is powerful. It is sharper than what? Any two-edged sword. It pierces. And I'm going to tell you, I remember when I was a little boy, the first time I had to get some shots, amen, or at least a needle to draw some blood, I just don't like that prick. I don't like that feeling. Come on now, somebody. There's something about a big old long needle going in your vein. How many of us know, amen, after they do it, it's like, oh, that ain't so bad after all. Now listen to me. God will, it's going to hurt for a second. Look at somebody and say, it'll hurt for a second. But boy, once it goes in, it's not that bad. And here we are scared. Here we are. Oh, no. I mean, you see some of these little kids online and social media. They come with that big old needle. And they're screaming. And then when they prick them, they're like. And the devil's trying to tell some of you. Oh, you're going to get cut. You're going to get pricked. You're going to. You know, the Bible talks about when Stephen or when Peter preached, they were pricked in their heart. Peter preached after he came out of the upper room under an unction of the Holy Ghost. He said, save yourself from this crooked, untoward generation. Peter had such an unction and an anointing to preach. He was speaking for Christ. He was speaking under the power of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says those that heard him, the 3,000 that got saved on the day of Pentecost under the preaching of the Apostle Peter, amen, they were pricked first in their heart. The Word of God doesn't come to make you feel all ooey and gooey and warm. The first thing the Word of God does, truly preach from a man of God, a true pastor, a true teacher, a true evangelist, a true apostle or prophet, it's going to prick you. It's going to deal with you. It's going to convict you. But all after a little while, it's going to feel okay. The problem we have is we don't really want to change. Our stubborn natures. And the more you resist, the more God says, I got to bring the hammer out and break you. You want to let your heart be broken because you don't want this rock to fall on you. You don't want to keep digging in your heels. You, when a man or a woman knows to do right and does it not, to him it is sin. It's not what we're doing. We're doing a lot of things right. I preached on that church in Thyatira. Amen. And several of the other churches, they were doing a lot of things right. Christ said, you're doing this. You got love. You got works. You've got patience. You're doing better in the last than in the beginning. In other words, they were growing, the church of Thyatira. And he said, you're doing better now than you were. But he says, I've got a few things against you. You are tolerating some things in your life. Amen. And he said, you have suffered that woman Jezebel, that spirit, to get amongst my people, my servants, and you're allowing her influence to perpetrate into the minds. I'm telling you, you better watch some people, amen, that act spiritual, amen. There's a lot of people that look spiritual with long hair and long dresses. Come on now. They look holy. But I'm going to tell you something. You better be careful, amen. These are spirits we're dealing with, and unless you have a sharp spirit of discernment and a good understanding through the Word of God, amen, we're living in a time of deception. I'm just here to warn you, church, we've got to be careful who we're listening to and who we're getting our counsel and advice from. I want to hear what God has to say. He said, see, I've set thee over the nations, verse 10, to root out. Now, why is God saying I got to root some things out? Because there's some things growing with roots that should not be there. And to pull down. Preached on Thursday night on the strongholds are going to be coming down. Samson got up between those pillars. The temple of Dagon was coming down. 3,000 died because God granted him the answer to the heart cry of one more time, God, would you remember me? As we begin to close this radio broadcast, I want to remind you, we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30, bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. This is Pastor N.R. Davis. I'm the pastor of the Abiding Light Church on the west side of Manchester. If you'd like to go to our website, you can go to it at theabidinglightchurch.com. We would be so delighted to hear from you. We would be so encouraged to know that those of you that have listened today have been encouraged by the Word of God. Once again, we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30. I want to just let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Until next Saturday, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
When man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary. He'll come through for you, no matter what you're going through. He's always right. Heart is broke in two. Here is what you must do to go on. You must surrender completely to the Master's plan. Then you will see what he will do for you. He'll come through for you, no matter what you're going through. He's always right. What he'll do. So